So, Gary, this has really been fascinating to chat with you today. Anything you want to add? Anything we didn't cover that you want to just bring up?
Again, there's so many unknowns, as you led off. We don't know how much impact this is going to have on cost yet. The reason we're doing it, and one of the reasons we're doing it, is hopefully to drive down prices, bring in competition, improve access to these. I think these are all good motivations, but time will tell. And part of that uncertainty, a big part of it, is clinicians want to do the best for their patients. They want to protect the patients. And yeah, they want to be diligent about cost and do the best for the public domain, but their primary responsibility is to the patient that's sitting in front of them and the treatments they're recommending. So I think there's going to be a slower uptake of these agents in the U.S. than has been experienced in Europe, which is more regulated, homogeneous. I mean, in different countries, but across the board, much more regulated healthcare environment than in the U.S. I think the uptake will be slower in the U.S. I'm optimistic that the processes that the FDA has put in place and continues to improve on as they learn, along with the rest of us, will demonstrate that they've done the right thing in terms of regulatory oversight, review, and approval. But we have to keep our vigilance very high, and that's at all levels, the government, the clinicians, even patients. Patients need to know what they're getting. We need to, let them know why we're doing this, and if we have any concerns, let them know. But we all need to keep our eyes open. But I'm optimistic in the end that we're on the right path with this. It's only one part to the puzzle, and we continue to work very aggressively to find other ways of reining in healthcare costs, which has obviously just gotten out of control. Whether this will be a part of that or a key to that, well, time will tell.